Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Thank God for serving the Lord. Amen.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
No matter what it is that you're going through, be encouraged. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome you on tonight to Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity. Thanking God for keeping us thus far. Amen. There's nothing that we did ourselves. Amen. That have kept us here. But by God's grace and by God's mercy, we're still here pressing in and pressing on in the name of Jesus. So we just want to thank God. Let us pray. Amen. Is everyone still coming in? Let us pray right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your promises of yes and amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we come on tonight praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness. Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would touch our hearts on tonight, oh God, and deliver us, oh God, from all that's not of you right now. Father God, if there be any wicked way in us right now, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of distraction right now. We come against every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath. We come against the spirit of death, the premature death. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, self-righteousness, self-pity, hallelujah, self-criticalness. We come against the spirit of sickness, pain, ache, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus. We come against the spirit of addiction. We come against the spirit of lust and perversion, amen. We come against every, hallelujah, python spirit of medicine. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every argumentative spirit, every spirit of offense, amen. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance on this line that we may enter in right now and receive from you, Heavenly Father. So Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, open up the channels of our spirit that we can receive from you on tonight, great and mighty in your word, in this teaching that's going forward, Lord God, for all glory, honor, and praise goes to you, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that your Bible scripture to take root and be engrafted on our hearts and mind. Okay? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to keep our mind stayed on you. And we thank you for God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the fruit of your spirit take root in us, not lacking one. And we decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name to release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from, hallelujah, from going forward, from being answered on tonight. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory on tonight in the name of Jesus. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Again, welcome everybody. If you're in Bible study on tonight, we thank God for another opportunity for pouring in to receive. May we be filled on tonight, amen. But we've been empty. Hallelujah, may the word of God bring that to our remembrance as we are men and women of God in the body of Christ for how we are supposed to act, amen. How we're supposed to live this life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Not just preaching it, not just reading it, but being the doers of the word of God at all time, amen, and getting back in position. Though we fall, we get back up again, amen. So tonight we're just the continuation of the last couple of weeks that we've been studying, praying the promises of God, amen. Thank God for all that we have received thus far in this lesson and study, praying the promises of God and understanding what unshakable hope is and what the word of God is saying to us, amen, to God's people, to every believer. So if you turn to your Bible to the book of John, chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, again, it's the book of John, chapter 20, verse 30 2:31. That's the book of John, chapter 20, verse 30 to 31. Remember, there are many versions of the Bible, interpretations of the Bible, so that one can receive a better understanding of what the Word of God is saying, depending where you are in your walk in Christ, to help you along the way so that you can live the life that Christ has called us to live as His children, as believers. Amen. So the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, I want you all to know God will guide you. God will guide you. Amen. So the Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, the Bible says in New King James Version, and truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you, hallelujah, and that believing you may have life in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, it says Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm reading 29, 30, 31. Let me not confuse anyone. 29, 30, and 31. I know I said 30, 31, but I just read 29, 30, 31. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, amen, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So again, that's verses 29 and 31. Before I read 30 and 31, I added 29. So some people think that they would believe in Jesus if they could see a definite sign or miracle. But Jesus says we are blessed if we can believe without seeing. We have all, hallelujah, we have all the proof that we need in the word of the Bible and the testimony of believers. A physical appearance will not make Jesus any more real to us than he is now. There are many that saw Jesus and still did not believe that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah, that he was the coming Messiah. So when we look at verse 30 and 31 here, knowing that God will guide us, some people think they, to understand the life and mission of Jesus more fully, all we need to do is study the Gospels. John tells us that his gospel records only a few of the many events in Jesus' life on earth, but the gospel includes everything we need to know to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, through whom we receive eternal life. Amen? Hallelujah. So God will guide you. Amen? That's the promise of God. He will guide you. Amen? If you're obedient to God's will and plan for your life, the Father will God has for you, he will definitely guide you. If you position yourself and surrender yourself over to God, God will truly guide you. Amen. Hallelujah. And having an unshakable hope in the Lord and standing on his promises, I want to talk about the book of Exodus 31, verse 18. Up until the miracle on Mount Sinai, God has spoken to his creation. He has spoken through divine decrees. He has spoken through a direct address. He has spoken through human lips. See, God's word had come through a variety of ways, but the miracle on Mount Sinai inaugurated a new era of God's written word. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. So we just use our imagination to see what that would look like. You know, some of us may say you may envision a lightning-like finger chiseling word after word into a stone. But if Moses was able to move it, if Moses was able to move, it was only to go or pray. So upon completion, the stone tablets were given to Moses to, and in turn, give them to people. Amen? So in doing so, God gave us this promise he will guide us. Amen? So he gave us this promise that he will guide us. So If all the forms of God's communication is written, the word is most widespread. What began on Sinai continued through Joshua, who recorded God's word in the book of the law, and we look in Joshua 24 and 6. So we go to the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and 26. I'm sorry, you all. Let's see what this music is still playing. Okay, hopefully you all can hear me. In Joshua 24 and 26, and it's storming here, so hopefully you all can hear me clearly. Amen. Joshua 24 and 26, if you go over to the book of Joshua, verse 24, chapter 24, I'm sorry, verse 26, and I'll give you all a chance to get there. So I'll meet Joshua. So Joshua is right after Deuteronomy. I mean, Deuteronomy, you have Joshua. And then you want to go over to Joshua chapter 24 and verses 26. So that's Joshua 24 and verse 26. The New King James Version reads in Joshua 24 and verse 26. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Amen? So we look at these chapters here. So it's all forms of God's communication. His written word is most widespread. And so, again, when we look at where it began, it bounced about the king through Joshua, who recorded God's word in the book of the law. So we just read Joshua 24 and 26, and we see that. So Isaiah was instructed that his prophecy be written and recorded in Isaiah 30 and 8. In Isaiah 30 and 8. So if you go over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 30 and 8, and it's just so we can lay our eyes on it and see for ourselves here what the word of God is saying, what is written, amen, what is written, and how God communicated his communication with man, and how God used man to get his word to his people. So when you look at Isaiah 30 and 8, Isaiah 30, and that's on verse 8, and I'll give us some time to get there. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30, for everyone that's just coming in about the study, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're turning to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8. The Bible reads in Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8, now go, write it before them on a tablet and note it on a scroll, that it may be for time to come forever and ever. Okay? So we see it in Isaiah, we see it in Joshua, we see it in Exodus. So the written word changed the way God related to his people. We were not present to hear his decrees. Many of us are not privy to personal divine conversations, but we can have a Bible. Amen. We can have a Bible. We can read God's decrees through his written word. We can inspect and reflect upon them personally and endlessly. Amen. So when you set your heart to be a person of the Bible, you can trust God's promise that he will show you the way that you should go. Amen? So God will surely guide you in his word. Hallelujah. When you take heed to what the word of God is saying so that you can be guided and led down the path of righteousness, led down the path that is right with God. Amen? Living that life that is upright and pleasing to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31, and we're talking about the promises from God. And Deuteronomy 31 and 12 through 13 in the NIV Bible says, assembly the people, men, women, and children, and the foreigners residing in your towns, so they can listen and learn to fear the Lord your God and follow carefully all the words of this law. Their children who do not know this law must hear it and learn to fear the Lord, your God, as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. So again, that's the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31, for those who are writing it down or wanting to go through it for yourself, in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 12 to 13. That's chapter 31, verse 12 to 13. And that's what I just read to you all. That's so. Deuteronomy chapter 31, 12 to 13. So the laws were to be read to the whole assembly so that everyone, including the children, could hear them. So every 7 years, the entire nation would gather together and listen, and the priest read the law to them. So there were no books, Bibles, or newsstands to spread God's word, no social media. So the people had to rely on word of mouth and accurate memory. And memorization was important, as was an important part of worship, because if everyone knew the law, ignorance would be no excuse for breaking it. So to fulfill God's purposes and will in our lives, hallelujah, we need the content and substance of his word in our heart and in our mind. See, because for the Hebrews, I want us to understand that for the Hebrews, this process began in childhood. So teaching our children and new believers should be one of our top priorities, those of us that are pastors or ministers, our finest teachers of best resources and most careful thoughts should be directed toward showing young believers how to follow God in a life, in all life situations. So that's an all life situation. Amen. When we look at the book of Psalm 32 and 8, the Bible says, I'm sorry, the Psalm 32 and 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. So that's in Psalm 32 and 8. We're still talking about the promises of God here. So in Psalm 32 and 8, you turn to Psalm 32 and 8 in your Bible. I'm not sure what version of the Bible you have, but it all should read almost the same, or give it a better breakdown for you, depending on what translation that you are reading from. So if you're in New King James Version, in Psalm 32 and 8, it would read, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. The NIV version says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. So when we look here in Scripture and understanding what God is saying, and if you go down to verse 9, it says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and brittle, else they will not come near you. So again, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. And then verse 9 says, do not be like the horse. So in other words, be obedient to the will of God, to follow his direction, so that God can guide you in the way that you should go, that will bring blessings, that will keep you from harm. So when we look at these two verses here, God describes some people as being like horses or mules that have to be controlled by bits and brittle. Rather than letting God guide them step by step, they stubbornly leave God only one option. So if God wants to keep them useful for him, he must use discipline and punishment. So God longs to guide us with love and wisdom rather than punishment. He offers to teach us the best way to go. So accept the advice written in God's word, and don't let your stubbornness keep you from obeying God. A lot of times we're so stubborn, we won't even listen to God when God is truly saying, and we can truly hear God saying, that's wrong. Don't do that. Go this way. No, stop that right now. Cease that behavior. Follow my direction. Do this, do that. I'm guiding you. But some of us are so stubborn and set in our own ways and allowing the spirit of pride that comes from the kingdom of Satan to operate in us. But the Bible tells us to resist the devil and he shall flee, not agree with that spirit, but call that spirit out, amen, and allow God to guide you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If we look in the book of John 8 and 32, welcome to those of you all that are just joining us for Bible study here online or called in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are still studying the prayer and the promises of God, but having a breakdown, understanding what the word of God is saying and his promises, and then we're going to pray the promises of God as we go throughout this lesson. Amen. If you turn to John, and that's St. John chapter 8. St. John chapter 8, verse 32. St. John chapter 8, verse 32. The Bible says, the New King James Version. I'll give you the NIV Version and the New King James Version. The New King James Version says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. NIV says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. So what Jesus is saying here in John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus himself is the truth that makes us free. Amen. He is the source of truth, the perfect standard of what is right. He frees us from the consequences of sin, from self-deception, and from deception by Satan. He shows us clearly the way to everlasting life with God. So Jesus does not give us freedom to do what we want, but freedom to follow God. As we seek to serve God, Jesus' perfect truth frees us all that God meant us to be. Amen? So all that God has meant for us to be in this life. Hallelujah. 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 Now, we look at 2 Timothy, you're writing the scriptures down. I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm going to open. We're going to pray God's promises, and then I'm going to, no, first of all, after this scripture in 2 Timothy, we're going to open up the line. If you have any questions or any comments on tonight, please share your comments, ask your questions, and we'll answer those questions as honest and as knowledgeable as we know that we have. And then we're going to pray God's promises, and then we're going to continue on here. Amen. I hope, like I said, I hope I'm not moving too fast for anyone tonight. Amen. And I hope I'm coming through clear enough that you all can hear me. Amen. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, the Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17 says, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Amen. So when we look at the scripture here again in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. So the Bible is not a collection of stories or fables or myths or merely human ideas about God. It is not a human book. I want us to understand it. Through the Holy Spirit, God revealed his person and plan to certain believers who wrote down his message. The process is known as inspiration. The writer wrote from their own personal, historical, and cultural context. So although they used their own minds and talents and language and style, they wrote what God wanted them to write. Scripture is completely trustworthy because God was in control of his writing. Its words are entirely authoritative for our faith and lives. Amen. So the Bible is God's bread. So this is what the Bible is, God's bread. So we have to read it and use its teachings to guide your conduct, to guide your conduct. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's hard for us. So we want to come out that place and say we want to say and act how we want to act, knowing it's not, it's outside of God, what God has called us to do and what God has called us to be in this life. And it's not according, and it's outside of God's will. Amen. So the whole Bible is God's inspired word because it is inspired and trustworthy. So we should read it and apply it to our lives. The Bible is our standard, okay? It is our standard for testing everything else it claims to be true. It is our safeguard against false teaching and a source of guidance for how we should live. It is our only source of knowledge and how we can be saved. So God wants to show you what is true and equip you to live for him. He wants us to live for him. So how much time do you spend in God's word? Read it regularly to discover God's truth and to become confident in your life and faith. Develop a plan for reading the whole Bible, not just the familiar passages that we hear all the time in church or people say all the time. But, you know, read it so that you yourself will be familiar and come to know God's word for yourself. Again, we're looking at verse 17. It says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, in our zeal to do good. That's what it's for, is to equip us to do good. Hallelujah. We should not study God's word simply to increase our knowledge or to prepare us to win arguments We should study the Bible so that we will know how to do Christ's work in the world. See, our knowledge of God's word is not useful unless it strengthens our faith and it leads us to do good. Amen. Not to be able to go back and forth and be argumentative with someone about what you know with the Bible. The Bible don't say that and ready to correct someone. No, it's for us to get the word of God, apply it so that we can live according to God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So make sure you're reading the word of God for yourself to apply to your life that we can live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of our Heavenly Father so that we are strengthened in our faith and that it leads us to do good. Amen. The Bible says thoroughly equipped for every good work, equipping us for every good work that God has for us in this life. At this time, I'm going to open up the lines for any questions or comments. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press one. We definitely want to hear from you tonight. If you have any questions or comments, press one. Okay. All right. Just giving everybody a chance to think about it. We would definitely want to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, please press one. All right. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to pray God's promises tonight. Amen. Pray you all can hear me. Make sure I don't go too fast in this prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for communicating with your people. We know it is by your truth that I am set free. And I'm so grateful that I have access to your truth through your word. You spoke certain into being. You spoke creation into being. Your word is powerful. What you say is true and good and just. All scripture has been inspired by you. You have given us your word in written form so that we may know you and be guided by you. Amen. Forgive us or forgive me when I look for guidance outside of your word, when I ask friends what to do before I open my Bible, when I am resistant to reading your word because I want to guide myself rather than be guided by you. Oh, Lord, renew my desire and passion for reading the Bible in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to get to know you better, and I know I can only do that by reading what you have said. May I learn something new about you and your character each time I read it. May our relationship deepen as I open your word more and more. And it's in Jesus' name I pray and I receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If you prayed that prayer on tonight and you believe it and you receive it, so shall it be unto you according to your faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we get ready to wrap up here, you all, our Bible study is around about 30 minutes. Like I said, I try not to pour too much at one time, not enough that we can receive and then come back and receive more. Let it, as I say, digest, take root in us, share it with someone. I want us to say this tonight. Repeat after me. I will read and heed God's word. It will occupy the highest place in my life. I will depend on it first and foremost for God by knowing the truth that I am set free. I will build my life on the promises of Scripture. I want you to know, church, that you are an heir of God. Amen. Romans 8, 16 through 17 in the Message Bible says that God's Spirit touches our spirit and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are. father and children, and we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's something to rejoice about right now, knowing that you are heir of God. You're co-heirs to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. So if you didn't know that, hallelujah, I hope you receive it on tonight. I hope you receive that for your life on tonight. Amen. If you receive it, it is yours with all faith, believing and trusting God for it. And I always tell people, stay in that place of faith and trusting God. I would say we cannot please God if we have no faith. So you're standing in that place of trusting God and believing God and receiving what the word of God is saying and standing on the promises of God and knowing what the scripture said, as you just read tonight in Romans 8, chapter 6, 16 through 17. There's 16 and 17. That was in the Message Bible. And the New King James Version Bible says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So much to shout about, so much to be grateful for. And I just thank God again. And I understand the scriptures here tonight as we wrap up. There is a price for being identified with Jesus, along with the great treasures. Apostle Paul mentions the suffering that Christians must face. What kinds of suffering are we to endure? For first century believers, there was economic and social persecution, and some even faced death. We too must pay a price for following Jesus. In many parts of today's world, Christians face pressure just as severe as those faced by Christ of his first followers. Even in countries where Christianity is tolerated or encouraged, so Christians must not become complacent. To live as Jesus did, serving others, giving up one's own rights, resisting pressure to conform to the world, always exacts a price. I want us to understand that nothing we suffer, however, can compare to the great price that Jesus paid to save us. Amen. So we are heirs of God, co-heirs to the kingdom. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you, Father God, again on tonight for your word. For your word is true. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. At this time, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 as we wrap up here tonight in our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. If you have any questions or comments, excuse me, please press 1. Please press 1. All right. It's so good to see more people in Bible study. Amen. We talked about everybody. Come on back to Bible study. We're here. Amen. The spirit of destruction is running rampant. So we have to ask God to help us to get back in position and pray for God's positioning to help us. There's so many distractions around us that are keep us from being in position where God can pour into us, where God can truly use us. So, again, I thank you all for being here on tonight. I pray that you will are able to receive. I pray that God continue to bless and keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. If there's anyone on the line tonight in need in prayer, please press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you and trust in God for all that we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because God is able to do all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let us pray as we wrap up here tonight. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. God, we thank you for the great pointing on tonight. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that all that went forth on tonight, Lord God, Lord, I ask you to take root in us and be engrafted in our hearts and mind, oh God, remembering, oh God, that we can stand on your promises, oh God, that it's yes and amen. Lord, help us to be guided by you and be led by you, oh God. We come against the spirit of rebellion and disobedience right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we will be obedient to your will, Heavenly Father. So we bind our will with your will, Lord God, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us. Amen. To the full measure of Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing in us, Father God, oh God. Do a quick work in us, oh God, that we may live, oh God, and walk according, oh God, to your plan and purposes for our life, oh God. Lord, Lord, help us to see, oh God, with new eyes and hear with new ears. And, oh Lord, speak with the new tongues. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you anoint our eyes, oh God, to see what you have for us to see in the natural and supernatural. Anoint our ears so that we can hear from you, oh God. Lord, anoint our mouth, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the comfort and the power of the Holy Ghost, that we will not speak according to the Spirit, oh God, that we will not speak according to the flesh, oh God, that we will die to the flesh daily in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask that you will strengthen our spirit, man, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that our minds are being renewed right now by your word, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare victory on this line tonight, and we receive the victory over all sicknesses and diseases, every plot, plan, and agenda, and trickery of Satan and his agents right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, Lord, we leave this line and never in your presence. Lord, I ask that you bless our sleep on tonight, oh God. Let us receive sweet dreams and peace of sleep on tonight. Lord, speak to our hearts, amen. Let joy come, let healing come, let restoration come, let deliverance come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your hedge protection be around our mind and thoughts, around our homes, our family members and loved ones. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless every medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking, or those in our family are taking, or those that we love and concerned about, to do the work that is intended to do. Amen. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will destroy and nullify any allergic reactions, side effects, or allergic reactions of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that may happen in us or those in our family and all that we're concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over the lesson that went forth, over everyone that's here in Bible study, over our homes. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone on tonight. Remember, we're back here on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're free this weekend, come out and enjoy the hit stage play, What Goes On in the Pastor Study Stays in the Pastor Study Part 2, where I'll be starring, playing both pastors, the male and female pastor, and many other characters. So join us. Come on out. If you haven't got your pre-sale tickets, they're still on sale right now for $25. Give us a call at 346-243-0980. And if you want to complete your worship on tonight with making a love offering to the Gospel Public Ministries, please do so, or send over your tithes and offering to Pastor Chantel or Zell at 346-243-0980. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. I love you more. Remember, the devil is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Heavenly home, bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayer for all of my days earned. Tell him how to leave, stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I